Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. This is Tech Talk time. Jennifer and I, say it again, Doug. Who? Jennifer. Jennifer.
That's me.
Jennifer. I left the vowel out of the name. Jennifer. And I'm going to reveal the connection between Monsanto and Facebook. So if you just didn't like Facebook a little, but you don't like Monsanto a lot, now you're not going to like Facebook a lot as well. I'll tell you the connection in a moment here on Good Day.
Today on App Check, with sand slides, guide sand into colored shoots by drawing a slide or a bucket. Simple yet challenging. Good game for all ages. Sand slides. It's a hit.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Netflix is holding a contest to find four people to snap behind-the-scenes photos on the sets of TV shows and post them on Instagram.
Okay.
The winners will travel for 2 weeks visiting the sets of various series and films being all shot all over the world, Europe, Middle East. Netflix will pick up the tab, plus pay you $2,000 a week. Contest announced on Instagram. You can go to their website and see what's going on. You have to follow Netflix on Instagram, then hashtag three of your best photos. You got to do it soon. All right, so anyway. Meanwhile, I told you about Monsanto. There's a connection between Facebook and Monsanto that's come out. For those of you who don't know, this is why I love the blogging.
Yes.
And why I'm actually glad that we're digging around more in this field, because there's a lot of information here you don't get from the mainstream media. For example, the connection between Monsanto and Facebook. There is, now that the GMO legislation, the DARC, you know, that DARC Act that's going through the Senate right now, getting a lot of attention on the internet, and the buzz on Facebook is that whenever anything is posted about Monsanto on Facebook, they take it down. So here is an anchor on one of the blog sites named Mark Maxwell talking about anti-Monsanto comments being poofed by Facebook.
In 2013, there was a Facebook event going viral. It was a page for the group March Against Monsanto. They were hosting an event at the company's headquarters in St. Louis, but the event was mysteriously deleted. Then 2 years later, in 2015, there was an article posted by Natural Society that was exposing some falsehoods found in the House of Representatives Safe and Accurate Food Labeling Act of 2015. That was a non-GMO or a GMO Transparency Act. And that article was widely censored on Facebook just days before that vote was scheduled to take place in Washington. And people online reported something strange happening. They were forced, just like you would if you were going to go buy a ticket to a concert or some event, you were forced to sign into these security messages proving you were a real person and not a robot. Other people reported receiving warnings that the page they were visiting was unsafe and they were not allowed to enter the site. Yet even after jumping through many of those hoops, social media users and their posts would simply disappear from their Facebook wall.
All right, let's go to this other cut. Kara, Lori Harfenst is somebody who is a blogger as well. She talked on her blog about Facebook blocking anti-Monsanto content.
Prominent health writer Anthony Gucciardi actually took a screenshot of Facebook blocking him from posting a story from NaturalSociety.com called Congress Could Soon Ban GMO Labeling Under New Bill. Facebook clearly told him that the post was blocked by their security systems, but gave no reason. Now, I'm not going to try to say GMO labeling is good or bad right now. I'm just going to say that Facebook blocking information from one side of the table is obviously bad, especially because Facebook is right now trying to own the news.
All right. What do you think
and
of that? There's so many people getting their news on Facebook,
yeah,
and they are controlling the news.
Millennials, yes.
Yep. The latest on Apple versus the FBI. Here is Kevin Mondia, president of FireEye, which is a cybersecurity company, weighing in on the Apple FBI thing.
This is a very complex issue, and by the way, both sides are well-intentioned. One side looking to represent the privacy of citizens and individuals in an international community, and another side that wants to protect folks. I think we could come to the table, and both sides would agree, we don't want bad things to happen to good people. And I think what we're going to see emerge from this, and this discussion needed to happen, it's going to be an ongoing discussion as technology changes everybody's sense of privacy throughout the future.
Yeah, I think that's really what we're talking about. This is going to change. It changes almost every day. So why would you want to have them get at anything you have? I don't want them getting at the FBI. 59 after the hour.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.